Here is something a lot of New Zealanders do not realise. You may be sitting in a KiwiSaver fund that you never actually chose. It was simply assigned to you, and it has quietly stayed that way ever since. In this guide, I want to explain what a default KiwiSaver fund is, why so many people end up in one, and how to work out whether the fund you're in genuinely suits your life and your goals. So let us start with the basics. A default fund is one the New Zealand government assigns when you join KiwiSaver without picking a provider or an investment fund yourself. This most often happens when you're automatically enrolled through a new job, when you start contributing without actively selecting a provider, or when your employer does not have a preferred KiwiSaver scheme of their own. If any of that sounds like how you signed up, there is a good chance you landed in a default fund. You might wonder why these funds exist at all. The reason is fairness and simplicity. They make sure that every eligible New Zealander can start investing for retirement, even if they know very little about KiwiSaver at the time. A default fund gives you a straightforward entry point. It spreads your money across a diversified mix of investments, and it steers new members away from unnecessarily high-risk strategies. Think of it as a sensible place to begin. It is not necessarily the place you are meant to stay forever. It is worth understanding what these funds actually hold, because that has changed over the years. Historically, default funds were quite conservative, with large amounts held in cash and bonds. For a younger investor with decades ahead of them, that cautious approach could really hold back long-term growth. Then in 2021, the government shifted the default settings to balanced funds, which better reflect the long-term nature of saving for retirement. Even so, each provider still runs its own strategy, its own fee structure, and its own approach to risk within that framework. Now, a fair question to ask is, are default funds bad? And the honest answer is, not necessarily. They are professionally managed and they are diversified. The real question is not whether the fund is good or bad in general, but whether it matches you. Your age, your goals, your investment time frame, and how comfortable you are with the risk. A younger investor with decades until retirement might do far better in a higher growth fund. Someone buying their first home soon may want less volatility, so their balance does not swing around right when they need it, and a person approaching retirement may want more stability to protect what they have built. That brings me to the mistake I see most often, which is staying put for too long. Plenty of people remain in the very same default fund for years without ever reviewing whether it still fits them. They never compare providers, they never review the fees they are paying, and they stay simply because of where they happen to be placed at the start. The trouble is that over time, even small differences in fees, strategy, and returns can add up to a real difference in how much you finish with. Small gaps, left alone for years, quietly compound. So how do you check where you actually stand? It is more straightforward than you might think. You can log into your KiwiSaver account online, look at your most recent annual statement, or simply ring your provider and ask what type of fund you're in. As a rule of thumb, if you did not actively choose your provider when you enrolled, there is a good chance you are still in a default or a conservative fund. This is exactly the sort of thing I check for people in a first session. I identify your current provider, your fund type, and whether the strategy genuinely suits your goals. And if it turns out a change makes sense, the good news is that switching is easy in New Zealand. You can switch providers or funds at any time. There are no tax penalties and no exit fees for switching. The one thing I would gently stress is that any switch should be driven by your goals, your time frame, and your comfort with risk, not by short-term market movements. Chasing the market jumping ship simply because markets rose or fell tends to lead to poor long-term outcomes. It is a decision worth making calmly, based on your specific situation. If you do decide to move, you do not have to manage any of the admin yourself. I take care of the paperwork, and your balance transfers across automatically. You will not need to contact your old provider or juggle the transfer, and there is no cost to you for the help. I am paid by the chosen provider, not by you, so your fees and returns are not affected by working with me. Before I finish, a few common questions worth clearing up. The government appoints a small number of approved providers to offer these default funds, and that list can change over time following government reviews and tender processes. On fund types, it helps to picture a spectrum. A conservative fund holds mostly cash and bonds, which means lower risk and steadier but slower growth, and it tends to suit people close to retirement or planning to withdraw soon. A balanced fund sits in the middle, mixing growth assets with income assets. And a growth fund leans heavily into shares, which offers higher potential returns over the long run, but comes with more short-term ups and downs. The right choice really does depend on your timeline, your goals, and how you feel about markets moving around. Just to be clear, everything I've shared here is general information, and it does not take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it is well worth getting personalized financial advice before you make any big changes. If you would like a hand reviewing your own KiwiSaver setup and finding out whether you're in the right fund, you can book a free, no-obligation session using the booking option on this page. It takes about 30 minutes, and it may be one of the more worthwhile half hours you spend this year.